KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today, a high of 74. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The reorganization of the AHST and Walnut school districts took another step forward this week after the Green Hills Area Education Agency accepted signed petitions from the district's residents. According to the Daily Nonpareil, a hearing will be held before the AEA board at 6 p.m. on May the 21st at the AHST High School cafeteria in Avoca. At that time, the board is expected to vote on calling for a special election on the reorganization. AHST, which serves Hancock, Shelby, and Tennant, along with Avoca and Walnut, are proposing a consolidation after years of whole grade sharing. Walnut is facing an eventual shortfall in its spending authority, along with declining enrollment, and is proposing the merger as a solution. If the reorganization is approved, it will make AHST Walnut the second largest school in the Western Iowa Conference, according to Jesse Ulrich, the shared superintendent of both districts. Lane Plugey, the chief administrator of the Green Hills AEA, said the AEA board verified the reorganization petition was consistent with its plan for district reorganizations. Plugey said in advance of the upcoming hearing, residents of both districts can submit objections on the proposal to the AEA, either arguing it shouldn't proceed or asking their land to be moved to another school district. Those objections will be received until noon on May the 12th. The districts hope to have the reorganization question on the ballot for the regular school board election on September the 8th. If voters approve the merger, the districts would reorganize effective July 1st, 2016. Next year, Walnut will continue to serve elementary school students at the Walnut Community School while continuing to send 7th through 12th grades to AHST, the same as the school districts have operated this year. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer reports 29-year-old Sarah Marie Horn of Audubon turned herself into the police department on April 13th. Horn was wanted on warrants charging her with possession of marijuana and two counts of child endangerment. The charges stem from an incident that took place on April the 6th. Horn was held in the Audubon County Jail and later released on a promise to appear before the magistrate. And last Saturday, a 15-year-old male was arrested in Audubon and referred to juvenile court system on a charge of criminal mischief in the fifth degree. Starmer's report did not include the teen's name. The Page County Attorney's Office reports 51-year-old Jenna Marie Walker of rural Clarinda has been found guilty in connection with a shooting incident that took place in mid-February. A jury found Walker guilty of assault causing bodily injury, a serious misdemeanor, and on a felony charge of going armed with intent in connection with the February 19th shooting of 48-year-old Michael James Brown of Burlington Junction. Walker is scheduled to be sentenced on July the 6th. Officials of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources said late Wednesday afternoon that they had traced ammonia found in a culvert near Red Oak to a hog confinement on the southwest corner of town. On Tuesday, the DNR responded to a report from Hog Haven, owned by Lindo LLC, that a broken pipe leaked drinking water into a manure pit under the building. The excess water caused the pit to overflow. On Wednesday, the DNR confirmed that ammonia found in a culvert Tuesday came from the hog confinement. An unknown amount of contaminated water flowed into a road ditch and eventually to the culvert and a tributary of the East Nishnabotna River. In another incident on Tuesday, the DNR investigated a release from Nature's, a fertilizer company in Red Oak. The release occurred when the company pumped water from a storm basin into a drainage ditch. The company reported the release once they realized the water was contaminated. Both releases have since been contained. The DNR checked the river below Red Oak on Wednesday and found no sign of an extensive fish kill. However, they did find six dead minnows below Nature's. Field test results from Tuesday and Wednesday showed no further sign of contamination in the river. However, residents should keep children and pets out of the creek between Nature's and the Nishnabotna River until 48 hours after the cleanup is complete. The DNR is working with both companies and Montgomery County Emergency Management to ensure a proper cleanup. And on April 27th, Hy-Vee Incorporated issued a recall for Hy-Vee Summer Fresh Pasta Salad that is sold in its store's kitchen department, cold cases and salad bars. The pasta had been recalled after Hy-Vee was notified that frozen vegetables used to make the ready-to-eat pasta were potentially contaminated with Listeria monocytogens. The frozen vegetables were produced by Inventure Foods in Jefferson, Georgia. The company listed stores on its website Wednesday, indicated where the affected product was sold. The only stores included on the list in our area were those located in Carroll and Harlan and two stores in Council Bluffs. The summer fresh pasta salad is packaged upon customer request from the kitchen cold case and would have been packaged in 1 pound or 2 pound clear plastic containers. The recalled product would have been available in a limited number of stores between April 9th and 27th. Hy-Vee has since pulled that product from its distribution channels, and to date, they've not received any complaints associated with the summer fresh pasta salad. Anyone who purchased that salad from the Hy-Vee Kitchen Department cold case or salad bar between April 9th and 27th should dispose of the product or return it to the store for a refund. In our funeral announcements, Howard Stoll, age 83, of Orient, died Saturday. Funeral services for Howard Stoll will be this morning at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Leroy Miller, age 81, who's formerly of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Leroy Miller will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Carol Christensen, age 88, of Stewart and formerly of Menlo, died April the 18th. Funeral services for Carol Christensen will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Mary Ann Chantry, age 86, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Mary Ann Chantry will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic, with Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Rick Beadle, age 56, of Oakland, died Tuesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Rick Beadle will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Regan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Dwayne McClelland, age 74, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Funeral services for Dwayne McClelland will be Saturday at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Bernice Potter, age 98, of Manning, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Bernice Potter will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And Wilburn Morris, age 92, of Greenfield, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Wilburn Morris are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.